Hello, Morongo Basin and listeners around the world online at Z1077FM.com. Here is the Z1077 local news for Friday, March 22nd, 2024. Skeletal remains found in Wonder Valley on Wednesday have been confirmed as human by the San Bernardino County Coroner. At around 3:30 p.m., County Sheriff's deputies responded to a desert area near Amboy Road and Shelton Road in Wonder Valley for a report of possible human skeletal remains, which were then confirmed as human by the coroner. The Sheriff's Specialized Investigations Division, which investigates major crimes and homicides, is handling the investigation. Identification of the deceased and the time and manner of death is pending an autopsy. Anyone with information about this case is asked to contact Detective Malcolm Page, Specialized Investigations Division, at 909-890-4904. A five-car collision on Wednesday at the intersection of 29 Palms Highway and Old Woman Springs Road led to some minor injuries and hospital visits. Online news editor Robert Hayden picks it up from here.
On Wednesday, March 20th, at approximately 8:07 a.m., deputies from the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department responded to a report of a five-vehicle traffic collision at the intersection of 29 Palms Highway and Old Woman Springs Road. According to the sheriff's press release, deputies discovered that a white Dodge Ram pickup was traveling westbound on 29 Palms Highway at an unsafe speed and did not stop for a red traffic light. Four vehicles were stopped at the red light on the number one westbound lane, and the driver of the Dodge collided with the vehicle in front of her, causing the other vehicles to rear-end each other. Several of the vehicles were reported to have become disabled. Two drivers involved in the traffic collision were transported to High Desert Medical Center for complaints of pain. The other seven occupants denied any injuries. Three of the occupants were children ages 5, 1, and 6, and were later taken to a local hospital for a checkup. A portion of the number one westbound lane of 29 Palms Highway was closed while tow trucks arrived to remove the disabled vehicles from the roadway. Reporting for Z1077 News, I'm Robert Hayden.
According to the agenda for next Tuesday's 29 Palms City Council meeting, the city has ended their recruitment process and has selected a new city manager. H. Stone James will be presented for the City Council's approval. According to the agenda, James has a doctorate in policy planning and development and considerable experience in local government and the public sector. He is currently the Economic Development Director for Cathedral City in Riverside County. The agreement includes a base salary of $176,425.60 annually. If approved, James will replace Larry Bowden, who is currently serving as interim city manager, a role he took on when Frank Lucchino vacated the position for a new role as city manager of Desert Hot Springs. Reach Out Morongo Basin will be holding a free drive-through community food giveaway today at the 29 Palms Senior Center from 8 a.m. until noon or until supplies are gone. The event is open to all residents of 29 Palms, Wonder Valley, and Desert Heights, including active duty military and their families. Boxes of canned goods, juice, cereal, fresh meat, and other items will be provided, one per household, while supplies last. Recipients will be required to self-certify residency. To help with the flow of traffic, all vehicles are requested to line up on Cactus Avenue east of Adobe Road. For more information, call Reach Out at 760-361-1410. The 29 Palms Parks and Recreation Department announced yesterday that the organizer of this weekend's Rotary Carnival, Paul Maurer Shows, has extended the carnival presale until today at 6 p.m. All wristbands will be $35 at the presale price and will be sold at the 29 Palms Parks and Recreation office, cash or credit card only. Stay tuned to the Z1077 Morning Show as Cody and I will be giving out wristbands all morning long. Wristbands can still be purchased on site at the carnival for $45 each. The carnival opened yesterday and opens again today at 5 p.m. It opens at noon tomorrow and runs through Sunday night. For full carnival hours, see this story at Z1077FM.com. The Morongo Valley Youth Softball League will be holding an Easter egg hunt at the Morongo Valley Softball Field at 11 a.m. tomorrow. Hard-boiled reporter Gabriel Hart puts all the facts in one basket for this festive community event.
The MVYSL 2024 Easter egg hunt will be hiding 4,000 eggs in the softball field, complete with prizes to win from the actual Easter Bunny. Don't forget your baskets. Youth and adult softball signups will be available for the upcoming season from April 27th to June 8th. T-ball for ages 5 to 7, youth softball for ages 8 to 15, and adult softball for ages 16 and up. Any questions, call Buddy and Tammy at 760-501-4826. Reporting for Z1077, this is Gabriel Hart.
29 Palms Elementary School is having a parking lot sale tomorrow from 8 a.m. till 1 p.m. Many families of students are participating, and they look forward to seeing everyone there. 29 Palms Elementary School is located at 74350 Playa Vista. The Yucca Valley Flute Circle meets tomorrow, and attendees will learn to play flute and other instruments in a supportive learning environment. Share your music with the growing flute circle and experience the calm, soothing, and heartfelt tones of the Native American flute. All levels, from beginners to the experienced, are welcome. The Yucca Valley Flute Circle meets tomorrow at 4 p.m. at Rainbow Stew, located at 55509 Palms Highway in Yucca Valley. The San Bernardino County Department of Public Health is urging residents to protect themselves by staying current with the measles, mumps, rubella, or MMR vaccine, as measles are on the rise. Rejoining us with the info is Robert Hayden.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has confirmed 58 measles cases nationally from January 1st to March 14th of this year, and the majority of the cases have been linked to international travel. Measles is a highly contagious virus that spreads through the air when an infected person coughs or sneezes. Measles typically begins with fever, cough, runny nose, and red eyes, and within a few days, a red splotchy rash appears, usually first appearing on the face and spreading downward to the rest of the body. People can be contagious with measles 4 days before and after the onset of the rash. The CDC recommends that individuals get vaccinated with the MMR vaccine to protect themselves. Children less than 6 months of age or who are planning on traveling should receive the MMR vaccine prior to departure. Teens and adults should also be up to date on their MMR. If you have symptoms and believe you've been exposed, please contact your healthcare provider immediately. Before visiting a healthcare facility, call ahead so that measures can be taken to prevent the spread of measles. You can visit this story on our website for more information on measles vaccines and links to county health centers. Reporting for Z1077 News, I'm Robert Hayden.
And finally, the 29 Palms High School Boys Varsity Wildcats tennis team traveled to Desert Hot Springs High School to face the Eagles yesterday. The Wildcats lost a tough one, 8-10. In singles action, Jeremy Burks won one set, Eddie Riddlesberger won one set. The team of Ryan Wong and Michael Acosta swept all three of their sets. The Wildcats travel to Coachella Valley on Monday and host Indio on Tuesday, Banning on Wednesday for senior night, and Cathedral City on Thursday. That's our local news. Hear local news 7 times a day, 7 days a week at 7, 8, 9, noon, 4, 5, and 6. If you hear news happening, let us know about it. Email us at tips@z1077fm.com. Reporting for the Morongo Basin News Leader, the award-winning Z1077 Local News, I'm Jeff Harmatz.